This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Thoughts when it comes to our food supply, the people who are in charge of growing produce, that is the American Family Farmer, the story of farms from sea to sea, north to south, story of farms all over our country on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through yet another success story, giving you hope for the future. It's tough. as I talked to my cattle dealer about the cows, some of the cows we were going to bring to the farm this summer, because I keep some in different places over the winter and move them back to the farm in the main farm, the home farm in the summertime. We were off talking about the USDA and the things that are happening on the farm, this whole world of organic milk or organic produce. Generally speaking, and what the U.S. government has done to it, the way we come up with crazy ideas for products. But interestingly enough, demand is still surging for organic food, organic dairy. The number of organic acres in crop are on the rise this year, but the demand is leaving processors and retailers struggling to secure supply, so they make things up. There's these new rules. You may or may not have heard the conversation that this product, carrageenan, C-A-R-R-A-G-E-E-N-A-N, which is widely used as an emulsifier in regular food, now the government, in a continuing watering down of the real meaning of the term organic, has allowed this to be used. And a lot of consumer groups, researchers, say the ingredient causes inflammation, and inflammation causes distress in your system. Inflammation is responsible for disease. That's what disease is, inflammation of certain parts of your body. So the links between carrageenan and stomach pain and glucose intolerance and type 2 diabetes have been easily connected. The National Organic Standards Board, two-thirds of them, they're the advisory arm on organics for the USDA, voted to withdraw approval of using this emulsifier. But USDA doesn't have to follow its advice and hasn't. So here's the USDA, U.S. Agriculture Department, ruling that carrageenan can be used in organic foods. And it isn't organic, so why the heck is it in there? Even before the decision from the USDA, several manufacturers had been working to remove carrageenan from their products. Organic Valley is one of them, Stonyfield another, Eden Foods yet another, trying to get carrageenan away because they know it's not organic, and they know that this contributes to the bastardization of the term and people not respecting it. There's much more respect these days for local and natural than there is organic. And this is, once again, the government completely screwing things up. This is the second time in 30 years the USDA has gone against the Organic Standards Board's recommendation. So, National Organic Standard Board has been in existence for 30 years. USDA has not taken their advice twice, and this is a very important aspect of what it is that makes food organic. So, you know, I'm looking at the stats here. Sales of organic fruit, vegetables, nuts increased dramatically. Look at the numbers in the recent years here. The half of U.S. households are now purchasing at least some organic produce because they realize, I've told this story on this program before and elsewhere on other programs that I do, the reality is that this stuff gets into your system. The spray, the residual, the main ingredient of Roundup, when they spray all that stuff around, stays in the fruits and the vegetables. And I found this out myself this year in my blood work when I went to the doctor to have the blood test. He's looking at the things that are in my system, and he said, look at this. I said, what do you mean? This is the main ingredient in Roundup, and you got lots of it in your system. And that's because I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. And even if you wash them, the likelihood of you getting this stuff out of the food that you're eating is it's nil. Because the product that is Roundup, the main ingredient, gets into the fabric and the fiber of the fruit and the vegetables. And so washing it on the outside doesn't do anything for what's inside, what's crept into the apple or the pear or the raspberry or the strawberry or whatever else it is that you're buying or you're, because this program is for the locavores, want to use the products from the family farm. The pressure on food companies to find this organic, to meet the organic market, has led to increased imports. A lot of that stuff, and you don't know whether they can say it's organic, but they, how do we prove? They're going to go and see what's going on in their farms, these outfits from other countries? No! So, hopefully as the organic produce market continues to grow, creating a lot of opportunities for growers like many of you, hopefully it's not going to be compromised by these other things that are a deterrent from for those who really want organic, who really believe in it. They don't take it seriously anymore. They don't. There's a new partnership between the Organic Trade Association and the USDA, established to provide guidance for growers transitioning to organic production, and that hopefully will give you an opportunity in your area if you don't have organic markets to have them. But unfortunately, there's a gap. Fraudulent certifications, both domestically and the fact that we don't really know what is being brought in here from other countries, makes this not credible, I find it anyway. And so we struggle with this, and hopefully we'll be able to come to some resolve, because it is an important sector. It's an important market for those of us to sell our products. In a moment, we're going to meet Liddell Steiner, who is from Tillmore Farm Equipment. The focus is going to be on how to find the right equipment if you have a small farm. And so I think this is right up the alley. A lot of people looking for this time of year is a great time of year to be buying things at auctions or new things. So we'll have some advice for you if you have a small farm. What do you need for equipment? That information coming up here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. Mm. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin. You're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert, or online at toploss.com.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-440-2572. 1-800-440-2572. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-440-2572 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
All right, we have 16 after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Get our weekly podcast of the important information in synopsis form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You'll see in an aggregate sense a summary of all of the topics, and it's archived there at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So learn a lot about a lot of different things as we try to help the American family farmer and the farm businesses. And this is a perfect example of the family farmer businesses that support small farms. Liddell Steiner comes with a background in farming. He has a company called Tillmore Farm Equipment. So I want to start our conversation, Liddell, by an experience that I had. This sort of, I hope, sets the pace for this. I live in an area where there are a lot of CSAs, community-supported agriculture. There may be 4 acres, 10 acres, 15 acres, whatever, on these smaller farms. And they have equipment that basically goes back to our early ancestry. The 1930s saw McCormick Deering come out with some fabulous products, the Farmall tractors, the Farmall A, the Farmall C. They continue to be produced, the H and the M, into the 50s. So a lot of these smaller farms have used these old Cubs. They're Cubs, the Farmall Cub as well, smaller than the A. Put cultivators on them, use them for all kinds of things on these smaller farms. And then I found out from the guy that services a lot of my older tractors that he's not really selling. He's got 3 or 4 A's in his yard, and he can't sell them. I said, why can't you sell them? He said, because a couple of these CSAs had instances where the tractors rolled over. There were no roll bars on them. And so in one circumstance, an operator got killed. And so now they're all rustling and hustling around to try to find newer tractors that meet the standards, and they're finding it very, very expensive. Is that your experience? Is that how you got started meeting that need, so to speak?
Yeah, so thanks, Doug. Yes, I think you're addressing quite a few of the challenges that we've observed, both the access to good equipment and getting equipment available to growers, and then also safe equipment. So whether it be roll bar or other safety start features, those are kinds of things that were not on the necessarily minds of the engineers back in the 40s and 50s, but something that we very much are paying attention today about.
Well, why is that? Let's deal with why that's a problem, Liddell, and I'm going to give you my synopsis. There are a lot of people, especially I have next door to me on my farm, a CSA, and it's run with lots of people who love the idea of eating good fresh food, but they are clueless. I mean mindlessly clueless when it comes to operating equipment, and so they do dangerous things that they don't know are dangerous, and they get themselves into a jam.
I think that's part of it. I think being aware and of not knowing the dangers. I know that, you know, in general, the statistics say that agriculture and farming is one of the most dangerous occupations.
Yeah.
And I think either whether you are a traditional farmer, have been around for a long time, or a newer one, sometimes just getting and running, because farming is so busy and there's so much happening and so much you need to do, it can just be, sometimes you forget even the most basic things.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yesterday I was on and off 4 tractors in the course of several hours doing 4 different things that all needed to be done that ended up fixing a problem that needed to be fixed at this time of year. But yeah, we jump from one to the other. Sometimes I forget which tractor I'm on, what's the shifting mechanism of this one versus that one. You know, are the brakes good on this tractor? Are they not good on that tractor? Those sorts of things. But you get that with experience, and I think, sadly, a lot of the kids and even middle-aged folks that are working on these farms don't have a clue. So let's address this. We have suggestions for fixing the problem here on the American Family Farmer.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In information, this is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Liddell Steiner from the Tillmore Farm Equipment Company. So let's talk about the idea. I was just thinking, actually, as I was listening to that song, Liddell, the way that we have to work our way through problems that we have and what we can afford and what we can't afford, especially the challenges that we see today where Americans don't understand anymore what it costs to really grow good food. And the middlemen so often are the ones making the money, not the farmers, unless you're buying directly from the source, which is what we're trying to encourage here on this program. So your business, you're headquartered where? Where is your dealership?
So we're located in Oroville, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Which is near, I went to school in Ohio, and I can't tell you what I know where Oroville is.
It's in about an hour south of Cleveland.
Oh, okay. So near Akron, Youngstown.
That's correct. Akron area, yeah.
Area. Okay, got it. All right, so you've been on the farm for four generations, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And so with all this experience, you and your family have designed and built things that, this is one of the great stories. I remember growing up, the welding torch, the cutting torch and the welding equipment were the best friends because you could figure out most anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing there are a lot of people now who are making stuff for themselves, and then they say, mm-hmm. Well, why don't we create this for others? Is that your story?
A little bit, yeah. So I can't take ownership of the full story. So my grandparents, Marvin and Mary, raised seven wonderful boys. And those seven boys kind of early on tinkered and really developed tools, fixing them, making them, designing them for their farm. And then in their more older years or later years, as they got into kind of looking into careers, they started manufacturing equipment. And this goes back to the mid-70s and on into the future, whether they be tractors, feed handling equipment, mixers, silo loaders, and now with Tillmore today.
Mm-hmm. So you say they made tractors. Did they modify existing tractors? Because I don't know this name associated with tractors.
They modified, in their time, on the farm their existing ones, but they also manufactured the Steiner tractor. It's a small four-wheel drive.
Oh, okay. Tractor. All right. Yeah. Yes, I got it. Now I know the name. Yeah. Yeah. And so that still is a business today, is it not?
That is. They sold that in the 80s. Today we also manufacture now currently the Ventrac line of equipment.
Mm-hmm. So why is this good for smaller? You're trying to build things that can be used on the small farm.
That's correct.
Is that the best market, or is that just a market that you found that not being satisfied by any of the other big manufacturers, whether it be Mahindra, which is basically just a tractor company, or John Deere that makes everything? You know, where do you fit in that scheme?
Yeah, so the challenge is, as you already identified, there's a lot of good old equipment in the U.S. that people can purchase that has been built well and might be still available. There are some limitations, both whether it be getting parts or also, as you already mentioned, the safety aspects of some of the older equipment. And as we looked into developing equipment for smaller growers, we also had interest both on the local level in the U.S. side, but also internationally, and realizing that access to good small equipment for smaller growers just here locally and around the world is a missing link, and we wanted to be part of that solution.
Okay. So how much I want to sort of continue on by looking at our old friend, the government, and how much they get involved, how much they mess up your business, because that seems to be a trend no matter what aspect of agriculture or what aspect of any business you're in. The government is doing a fine job of screwing things up for the people involved. So let's find out whether they're helping you, hurting you, or not bothering you. Hopefully it'll be two of the three. And the right two or three. American Family Farmer Time is 28 past the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all stages situations.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience, because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin, you go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Welcome to the
Now on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Liddell Steiner, who comes from a long line of farmers in Ohio. They started making their own equipment and have developed a business that is not only national but international when it comes to focusing on the smaller farms. So do you find there's no competition in this, Liddell, or are some of the bigger companies seeing what you're doing and trying to knock you off?
I think it's important to note that we're in this as we see needs and identify challenges with small growers, and we believe that as a smaller manufacturer that we can provide the necessary support, service, and quality equipment that's needed. And so that's where we're at, and that's what we're working on doing. There may be others looking to do similar things. We're not sure. We don't know. But we're staying focused on what we believe our vision and mission is.
All right. So are you a farmer? Are you still farming, or are you a manufacturer? You, Liddell, and people in your family, you have a wife, you've got children, you have a 114-acre certified organic farm in Wayne County, Ohio. So which do you do both? And if you do, which do you prefer?
Once again, going back, we have a large extended family, and so we're all involved in a variety of ways. And so yesterday, for example, I went home from work and on my day job working with Tillmore, and my evening job, it was helping while we had the nice sun and weather, sowing some hay stand alfalfa and also getting some beds prepped so we can put vegetables out.
Yep.
So I think yes and yes. I do both, and I work with Tilmore during the day, and then I work with Tilmore in the evening on the farm.
That's very cool. Tilmore.com, by the way, is the farm or the website for the company, Tilmore, T-I-L-M-O-R.com. So let's go over, just for the heck of it, what you produce, the implements that are being sold that you've had success with yourself. And it's easy. I asked you earlier about government involvement. Can you just change things as you go along? Have you applied for patents for all of your things so that somebody doesn't come along to try to knock off what you've been successful developing?
You asked kind of two questions there.
Yes, I did.
So I think just in terms of general government involvement, our directive is we always work to just do the right thing. And so whether it be on the farm, you know, that's one reason why we went certified organic back in 2006 was we felt that was the right thing to do. When we're building equipment, we also work to do what's right. And so, yes, there are regulation that we are aware of and have very much know about. But we also work to do not because of, but because we want to do what's right and what's safe for individuals.
Well, I think that's really what has brought us around to the conversation. As we started the conversation a half hour or so ago, it was a focus on things that have happened on equipment that's older. I grew up driving a Cub Ferguson 20s and 30s and smaller farmalls and then bigger farmalls, but the equipment today is much bigger. But if you have that that initial training, maybe you understand it. I just think a lot of people are kind of clueless because they're fascinated by farming. They're fascinated by, they want to be on the farm and live that lifestyle, but they don't have the experience. And I think it shows up in circumstances like this. So I was asking you, you were talking about the implements themselves. What's, in terms of easiest to use, the attraction is that you're making something for a specific industry. What do you find the easiest things that you produce? I've just gone on to your website to see what's there, what kind of thing. Because I actually wasn't, I'm a dairy guy, so I'm not involved in produce, although I have, when I've grown a lot of corn, I use some smaller tractors and cultivators, because I'm not certified organic, but I don't use any chemicals, I don't do anything, I do the natural way. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes things like weeds become a real problem. I'm looking on your webpage. There's an older international, it looks like a 145, mm-hmm. with something under it that looks like some newfangled kind of tiller or cultivator. Yeah. Am I right?
It's called a basket weeder.
Uh-huh.
And that's designed for between-row cultivation. And I think kind of to maybe get at your question here, what are some of the things we, as a newer brand, we start out with a few specific tools, and those are the cultivation tools, whether it be finger weeders or basket weeders, which are good for kind of that mechanical weed control.
Right.
And as we continue to add new products monthly and yearly, our tractor will be coming out in 2019, we're trying to build on to, you can't do everything at once, but trying to do manageable bites one day at a time.
So I'm looking at a picture of this tractor you're developing. It looks like it looks sort of like the next generation Alice Chalmers G. You remember
That's
those?
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, we have one.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
So did you take that and make it better with this, the design? This is a cultivating tractor. The G, for those who don't know, is a long, sort of stretched out, weird looking
mm-hmm.
thing. And yours looks like it's a little higher and might be better for the operator so you can see things. I think that's the problem I've always had with the G. You can't really see what you're doing.
Yeah, so what we did was about 5 years ago, we spent time visiting with a lot of other vegetable growers and asking the question, what would be the ideal tractor for growing vegetables on your farm? And the G obviously came back as an ideal tractor, but there were a lot of things that were needed to be adjusted, changed, added, and we spent time listening to what those things were that people were looking for. And whether it be more clearance, more room under the belly, easier way to put tools on and off under the belly, greater operator accessibility, lights, you know, just the safety, the roll bar, the seat belt, all of those things were things that were brought up and talked about, which we incorporated and are incorporating into the Tillmore tractor.
So this is really fascinating. It was a great, in a way, you ought to be congratulated, you and your family, because this is a great American story. It's ingenuity. It's finding a way to fix a problem. You know, this is something that isn't around. Small farmers do have a problem with specialized equipment. I've seen, I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I have, I kept, even though I'm not growing a lot of corn for the cows anymore, I kept a, I have to look at, I'm not sure whether it may have been one of your products or not, but it was a, it's a basket, it's a sort of a larger basket cultivator, but it was very, I had never seen one like it before, and I bought it as soon as I started an auction because I could see how it would do what I wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you have done here. Do you do any stuff, is it all for produce, or is it some of it for dairy, where it could be used, as I've suggested tangentially here, on row crop corn, other things that need cultivation?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously our scope and our vision is to stay focused on the smaller growers. However, some of our tools, as you mentioned, could be added on to larger systems. So we have a working with a larger vegetable grower that is wanting to do 12 rows of vegetables at one time and needs finger weeders. So we're working with that grower, you know, one pass 12 rows of vegetables. That's a lot of vegetables.
Yeah.
So we're working with our focus is on the smaller grower. We don't want to lose that focus because I think a lot of manufacturers have lost that focus.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
And so we want to stay focused on that. But we also realize that there are needs on other of the organic markets as well. So we're reaching out there as well.
One of the real things, I don't want to get too into the weeds here, one of the real difficulties with companies like yours is that you can produce a product, but then support and backup and replacement parts and things like that when something breaks. I have found in the past that it's very difficult if you're not able to just go to a dealer. Now, of course, a lot of things you can order online. Is that helping you, the modern technology, being able to order and replace online?
Yes. So I think that's a great question, Doug, because that is a big concern that people have is with a new company per se is, will I have the support long term? And I think with over our 40 years of manufacturing experience and supporting product over those years and doing it well, I think we have the track record to be able to say that, yes, we will do this and do it well. So currently we have an online e-commerce site which will support products both with purchased new products, but also parts as well. And we really work hard at the customer experience and the customer interface as well. And so we are designing the website from ground up ourselves. And in that, we're trying to develop structures and features into the website that will help other growers be able to quickly access parts. So you could click on a parts drop-down of your thing that you bought, whether it be the tractor or the basket weeder. And in the parts lookup, you could simply just click on it and purchase that bearing or whatever it is.
So that's very important. It's interesting you say that. Yesterday, we were redoing the front end of a forage wagon, and in order to make sure that it's going to not fall apart on us on the road, we took the front wheels apart so that we could service the bearings, grease them or whatever, and the bearings are all worn out. Do you think I could find bearings for that thing? My God, it was a nightmare finding them because they don't make this wagon anymore. So, you know, that kind of stuff is really going to be helpful. I'm interested in how the ag trades have affected you. We'll talk about that in a moment. Conversation with Liddell Steiner, helping you if you're a small farmer and you're looking for tillage equipment, things that will help you if you're planting, cultivating, that sort of thing. It's tillmore.com, T-I-L-M-O-R.com. That's where you go. Here's something that is straight from the farm, but a different kind of farm. Life Change Tea. This is a game changer for me and for you. I started drinking Life Change Tea a couple of months ago, and it really has changed how everything, and I mean everything in my system, in my body, works. I feel, not that I've always felt great. I've been thankful for that. But this gives me more energy, and I understand why. Because it's cleaning out all the toxins and molds, no matter how well you eat, as we discover here all the time. You can try as hard as you can, but there's still going to be junk that's getting into your body through the food that you eat. So the food, as it's different, requires different nourishment, and that's where Life Change Tea comes in. Get rid of the GMO, the pesticides, herbicides, processing problems that affect your health and your well-being. Get the tea, Life Change Tea, at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship your Get the Tea to you without cost. Get ready for more energy, a better-feeling body. Not available in stores anywhere, only online through this direct marketing approach. Getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll be very happy with Life Change Tea. Mother's Day sneaks up, and we hit the panic button. We get suckered into online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing $60. Or we grab last-minute produce department flowers that smell oddly like green onions. That tells Mom you didn't care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Books flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from the Books farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Books even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, Mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Books cut out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show Mom how much you care. Send her artisan-designed flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter Doug. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com. And remember to enter Doug to save an extra 15%. Books.com. All right, now at 47 after the hour, Liddell Steiner is here. We're talking about his company, Tillmore. You know, I was on a farm this week. I went to pick up a bale grabber from a fellow who didn't need it anymore in upstate New York, and it was a farm. It sort of took me back because I'd forgotten. I haven't been on an Amish farm for a long time, and a lot of the people who are doing the best farming in your part of the country, and in New York especially, have a religious tradition that keeps them away from a lot of the kinds of things that we're talking about here. This fellow, you know, we needed to load the bale grabber on my truck, and he had to go borrow a tractor because he only had one piece of equipment. That's, other than that, it's all horses and buggies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder, can you develop equipment to be used? Because there are still a lot of farmers that are using horses and animals.
Yeah. And I think that's important to note, Doug, that first off, we are not going to be a solution for everybody. We are working at providing a niche and a unique opportunity for those that may be struggling. But even in our area, we have a lot of Amish and people that use horses.
Yep.
And there are equipment manufacturers that are developing tools for that community specifically.
Okay. All right. So
and
you've done
one
yeah,
of our.
I understand. Yeah.
And one of our goals is to add tools onto our website that we may not even manufacture. So right now we're working with Pioneer, a local manufacturer of horse drawn equipment, and going to be working to add some of their tools onto our website to make those available to others so that we don't
Great.
Have to do everything.
All right. That sounds very smart. Niche marketing, niche production, very smart. Good luck. Best of luck to you and your family with the Steiner Tractor and Tillmore Equipment. Check out the website, tillmore.com, 10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Now 53 after the hour, time for a little corn here from Doug Steffen. This is something that you may enjoy, I think, if you're a dairy farmer, you've been around cows at all. It's a little poem that I found. Kara, you're going to like this. When your day seems out of balance and so many things go wrong, when people fight around you and the day drags on so long, when parents act like children, in-laws make you think divorce, go out into your pasture and wrap your arms around your cow. He thought I was going to say horse. Her gentle breath unfolds, and she watches with those eyes. She may not have a PhD, but she is oh so very wise. Her head rests on your shoulder. You embrace her so tight. She puts your world in balance and makes it all seem right. Your tears, they soon stop flowing. The tension now is eased. The garbage has been lifted and you're quiet and at peace. So when you need the balance from circumstances in your day, the best therapy you can seek is out there eating hay.
Wow, that's very romantic.
I thought it was very sweet. It really is. It kind of said that I love stuff like that, as corny as it is. Very cute stuff. And something very true. I found that in my life anyway. In a moment, we're going to work a little on agritourism, because that's a focus once we get into springtime on your farm, I'm betting. 55 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the balance of nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so those of you who are trying to find your wings when it comes to agritourism and what you can do on your farm, if you're a dairy person, I don't know how this is going to set with you. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has accepted a petition from the National Milk Producers Federation and the Dairy Export Council to examine India's failure to follow through on its obligations to provide equitable access to its market for dairy beer. The Indians have come up with something called dairy beer. Could be headed to a tap near you. Farmers don't want beer associated with milk, but yet somebody is, and the Indians have introduced this, and it's all over the place. Apparently, somebody woke up one day and said, wait a minute, what's this stuff? But because we're having all these trade conversations now, the trade wars going on, there's some more openness to things like this. I don't know why. Maybe somebody will figure out what the ingredients are. So you want to open a bar on your dairy farm to sell dairy beer. That'll get people to come, right? There'll be people coming in droves. I think it's very interesting. This time of year, we are working on agritourism. And so the government has gotten involved once again. Not that this is bad, because it's good to have somebody reflecting, as long as they don't beat you over the head with it, coming up with ideas for ag producers who have agritourism as a way to increase revenue for the farm. The government says it's vital for you to know how to prevent injuries and keep visitors safe. Sure, of course, that's the case. So you're probably going to see a bunch of workshops pop up in your areas with local farmers trying to share their experiences to keep people, to keep the farmers safe from lawsuits and to keep the people who come there wanting to come back because it's a safe, good, clean place to go and fun. So just be aware of, think about how you're keeping the tourists and visitors to your farm safe and happy. Food for thought. From the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.